dying of laughter.
It's not funny.
My mom has stage 4 cancer in her bones and in her breast. My dad's disease was 15 years, he died of ALS. I made a podcast about death, seemed like the thing to do. And if you're sad by all this, well, you're gonna die too.
Oh my goodness gracious. Happy Tuesday, everybody, wherever you are listening. Thanks again for being here on this brand new journey. Man, I have to say, I have been getting the human brain, man. My brain is feeling a lot of different emotions. Wow. I just have to say, I'm so inspired by human beings and what we all go through. RIP Kobe Bryant. That is heavy. I am having feelings about celebrity deaths, and I think it's interesting when a celebrity dies because it brings up feelings around death and grief and our own mortality that we don't normally think about quite so often or at all. And I'm very sorry for anyone who knows or loves Kobe Bryant. And I specifically was having thoughts around what his 17-year-old daughter is going through. That is how old my sister was when my dad died. I was 19. And, you know, it's so interesting that we have so little in common, Kobe Bryant's daughter and I, and yet so much, you know? It's just kind of interesting. But not to compare and despair, I specifically feel horrible for her because she also lost her sister at the same time, her younger sister, Gianna, who was just 13. And there's really no words to just, there's no words, you know, just think about that happening and think about the mom who, you know, has 3 daughters and a baby. So yeah, I don't really have words, but the episode I was going to release this week on Thursday is actually my friend Anthea, who lost her dad in a similar way, in a helicopter accident. And I have my own feelings around that. Should I not release it this week? Should I definitely release it this week? Perhaps that is helpful for someone who has lost their dad in a similar way. I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers. I've definitely had friends reaching out about Kobe Bryant, specifically, you know, saying, hey, well, what do you think about this? I know you just started, you know, your podcast, and, you know, I certainly don't have the answers, but I wanted to read this post that I found inspiring. This was by Dr. B. Shabazz. Oh, God. How do you pronounce this? Oh, okay. No, this, I clicked on her profile. It's Dr. Barbara F. Shabazz. She's a psychologist who also coaches. She uses intentional activities to help you transform your personal and professional life. All about being intentional, based in Virginia. And I really liked what she said about Kobe Bryant. So she said, why do we experience a sense of loss and sadness for people we've never met? We spend so much time following icons on their journeys and appreciating the meaning and value they add to our lives. It feels as if we know them. The emotional connectedness we have to public figures we've never met is called a parasocial relationship. Loss of any kind is hard, and although the psychological effects can be the same, there are no social supports for parasocial grieving. In fact, we can be met with ridicule for feeling something for someone that we don't know. If you find yourself experiencing this type of grief, just know, 1, you are not delusional. Focus on the meaning that this person brought to your life and decide how and with whom you want to honor that. 2, this loss may trigger emotions related to other losses of other close family members and friends. 3, when to disconnect from media coverage, allowing the same transformation to play on a constant loop can be re-traumatizing and increase distress. 4, we have permission to take the time and space to grieve in the way that works for us. No one should ever tell you how or how long to grieve. We all do it differently. 5, it's okay to reach out to someone who will listen or a qualified mental health professional if it gets to be too much to deal with on your own. So thank you so much to Dr. Barbara F. Shabazz for those words. I personally don't think I could say it better myself, so I wanted to share her words with you. And if you like what she has to say, you can follow her at Dr. B as in boy, S-H-A as in apple, B as in boy, A as in apple, Z-Z. That's two Z's. Found that on Instagram. And love and light to Kobe Bryant's family or anyone who knows them or anyone who doesn't know them but is feeling some type of way, is experiencing grief in their own way. I texted my friend Brian about Kobe Bryant and I had said, I'm feeling sad about this, dot, 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 in a worldly way. And he responded, yes, me too. I know what you mean by the worldly way comment. So although I did not know him specifically, it's just, you know, it is triggering in a number of ways. And there's not a right or wrong way to feel about Kobe Bryant's situation or any grief situation. That's my little thought for the week. And stay tuned for Thursday for another interview. If you are compelled to be of service, writing a review on Apple Podcasts is extremely helpful. It helps other people find this podcast. You can also rate it 5 stars if you feel so moved to do so. It really means a lot to me personally. Thank you so much.